I'm going to start right off by saying how long. Let's just address the fact that it took us so long to figure out how to record again.
I know.
Literally, it just took us 20 minutes to figure out how to use the system again. It's been so long. Hi, guys. We're back.
Hi. I know. I don't think. Hey, it's currently the end of June. I don't think we've recorded.
2023. Let's just 2023.
I don't think we've recorded since March. Is that possible?
It's very possible.
Oh my gosh. We are slackers.
We are slackers. And it's, look, we go through phases. We go through ups and downs. We go through, posting phases where we post like insane. And then we know what, like, everyone thinks we've died for
the Instagram
months.
Actually, okay. Hello, welcome to Teenage Dirtbags.
Yep, that's right. We're a podcast where we interview teen movies.
I'm Carly.
She's Carly. I'm Maddie.
Okay, and Instagram, this is our life.
This is our life.
Instagram stresses me out.
Oh, absolutely.
Because I'll post something that I think is so great, and then I lose about 10 followers.
And you know what? Do you remember? So we posted, good Lord, it was last year, the year before, on October 3rd, we posted the Mean Girls.
Right.
Like, meme.
Like, so
that
basic.
Every human being on the planet posts on October 3rd. And we got, like, my phone was exploding. We've never had so many likes, comments, shares, new followers, because I posted the same meme that every single person posts.
I know, it was like 1500 likes or
something. Yeah, I was like, can you, I mean, which is nothing to a lot of people, but to us, that was huge.
That's crazy.
Oh my God, I was like, pardon, like, why is everyone not, if I was, anyway,
I mean, we've posted that you like had a baby, it didn't get that many likes.
Crap.
It's just funny.
Anyway, it was here we are. Let's
here
complain.
We are. I mean, listen, it's one of our favorite things to do is this podcast, but we don't live together anymore. We don't live in the same city.
Right.
Maddie has two children.
Right.
I have a dog that has extreme
needs.
Needs.
Look, we don't need to make excuses. The fact of the matter is we don't see each other as much, and it's not fun doing it on Zoom. Done. Bada bing, bada boom, baby.
Yeah.
So we record when we can. Sorry, not sorry. You'll get a new episode once every 6 months.
I know. I think that's what we need to accept, though.
I know.
The two of us, we need to accept that it's not going to be every week. It's going to be
when we can.
Here and there.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
It is. And every time we do record a new episode for the first time in 17 years, mm-hmm. we always do a 15-minute long preface of us being like, we're going to just do it once in a bit. We just have to accept that this is just what we're going
to
do.
I know. We do. We have to accept that.
We have better things on our... Well, that's not true. I was going to say we have better things to do. We don't have better things to do, but we just don't have the ease and ability to do it like we used to.
Yeah. And just sitting down on my computer and Zooming you for an hour, that doesn't appeal to me.
It doesn't, but also it's, well, anyway, there's a thousand things we can talk. But can we get to the important stuff right now?
Should
please?
We talk about what we've been up to since March?
Yes. March 16th, 2023.
March Madness, in my opinion.
Truly March Madness. So, like we said, we're recording this currently June 2023. And in March, a couple months ago, everyone was talking about this Scandoval thing and with Vanderpump Rules. And if you don't care about Vanderpump Rules, that's fine. I urge you to not skip this story for a moment because I watched season one of Vanderpump Rules. For anybody who does not know, it is a Bravo reality TV show. A bunch of 20 to 30 something year olds who work in a restaurant in Los Angeles. Anyway, I watched the first season 150,000 years ago and I hated it. I was like, this is the stupidest show I've ever seen. I hate it.
You watched the full season?
The full first season, and I did not give a shit.
Oh my gosh, I didn't know that.
I know. Anyway, and then fast forward to this year when all this huge scandal comes out and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, I'll give it another chance. And I watch it again, the first season, and I'm like, this is the best show in the world. I loved it.
And we watched it together, though. You're leaving me out.
No, I'm sorry. So I started watching it, and all I could do was talk about it. I loved it so much. And then you started watching it as well, like a few episodes after me, though you zoomed ahead of me pretty quickly.
Yeah. So the first two seasons we watched, and then we were hooked.
Just absolutely hooked. And now it's all we can do to not talk about it. It takes every effort.
Everything.
Every single thing for me to not talk about it at all times.
You and I talk about these people like they're our friends.
Truly. And I believe that Stassi might be my friend.
I think that you and Stassi would get along great.
I totally agree. Now, I mean,
I think me and Katie would get along great.
I like Katie too, and I like all of them. Well, that's not true. I know. I don't know why I said that. I also love Lala. Doesn't matter.
I love Lala too. I love her. I think she's funny.
She's so funny. But what I want to say though is unfortunately for us, so today is a Wednesday,
okay,
and we are not. You and I have fully caught up until the season 10 finale and then the part 3 reunion. Yeah. 3-part reunion, sorry. Yeah. So we actually have not seen the last 4 episodes yet where the scandal comes out.
Yeah.
And we are jonesing. We're watching it tomorrow with our friend Caroline, and we are just absolutely jonesing to watch it.
I mean, we can't stress enough that we've been spending the last 3 months of our lives just absolutely watching Vanderpump every day.
Like, there's 10 seasons.
There's 10. We have watched 10 seasons.
Each with 20 plus episodes, each an hour
they
long.
They each have about 24 episodes and they're an hour long. How many hours is that, Maddie? That is disgusting.
It's pretty gross.
But I don't regret 1 minute.
No, ma'am. Anyway, so it has literally encapsulated our lives. So truly, our biggest mistake was not having a Vanderpump Rules podcast. Though there's plenty of those.
Yeah, I'm sure.
By the actual cast members.
Yeah.
And they do rewatch ones, which we just want to emphasize what is happening in our lives at the moment. And that is truly the biggest news.
Yeah. And I will say one more thing about it.
I love it.
I think that Raquel, I mean, again, I haven't seen the reunion or the final episode, but I think Raquel is our generation's Monica Lewinsky. This girl is getting absolutely
destroyed
by every source out there.
Mm-hmm.
And the Monica Lewinsky thing did not age well for us as a culture.
Right.
So I don't know. I'm hesitant to load on to Raquel.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to probably hold off and give all of my negative energy to Sandoval.
Oh, 100%. I completely agree.
Okay.
I also think that the fact that basically there's a cheating scandal. We won't get into details, but basically the thing is that Tom Sandoval is in a band still, and people mm-hmm. pay lots of money to go see him.
Is it lots of money?
A lot of people are going.
Okay.
Like, he's having thousands of people go to a show. People are going to their bars. So he's getting what he wants. He's getting the financial, whether or not he's being shit on by everyone, I don't really think he cares. I think it's the financial gains. Raquel's not getting shit.
I know.
So I kind of feel bad about that because they both are wrong in the situation. But anyway, whatever.
I know. I hope that she's okay. I actually do.
Me too.
Like, you know, you shouldn't cheat on your best friend's boyfriend or whatever with your best friend's boyfriend.
Yeah.
But you also don't deserve to
be crucified.
Perhaps. You got to see Blink-182 recently.
I did. It was the best concert I've literally ever been to.
I know. I was supposed to go.
It was absolutely incredible.
But I had a trip. Had to cancel.
Yeah.
So that was exciting.
Another positive thing is we're together.
We're together. We're watching a classic.
Okay. So today we watched a movie.
We did.
And I mean, I have an okay amount. Do your fucking thing. Okay, you do. Sorry. I did. Also, let me also say that we are drinking sangria at the moment.
We are.
Sorry. My microphone was very close to me there. So if you hear me a little slurp slurping, just know that it is a sangria.
Okay, guys. Today we watched none other than Twilight.
I'm actually shocked it took us this long.
I can't believe we haven't reviewed this yet. Mm-hmm. So much to say about it, but okay, I'll do my facts first. Okay, so Twilight premiered November 21st, 2008. The logline is, when Bella Swan moves to a small town in the Pacific Northwest, she falls in love with Edward Cullen, a mysterious classmate who reveals himself to be an 108-year-old vampire. Okay, it was directed by the love of my life, Catherine Hardwicke, written by Melissa Rosenberg, which, interesting fact, she wrote all of them. All of these movies.
Interesting.
Which I don't think that's very common. The stars of this movie are Kristen Stewart and Robert Pattinson. Anyone else you want to mention? Anna Kendrick's in this movie.
Anna Kendrick's in it. Rochelle Lefebvre is in it.
Who's that?
Well, I'll talk about
okay,
it.
Okay, okay.
I think that's her name. Oh, God.
Anyone else that you want to mention? That? Oh, Kellen what's Lutz? His face?
Cam Gidgenet?
No. The main werewolf guy.
Oh, Jacob. What's his name? Not Jacob. Taylor Lautner.
Taylor Lautner. I have a lot to say about him.
Do you?
Kind of.
I have nothing to say about him.
Really? Okay, well.
He's a barely... Anyway.
What else do I normally say during this?
I don't know, but it was based on a movie. Or, sorry, it was based on a book, obviously.
By Stephanie Meyer.
Book series. Have you read the books? There's my question.
No. Have you?
I read the first one, I want to say... yeah, I want to say I read the first one. I borrowed it from April. I know that. I don't remember if I maybe read the second one. I'm not really sure, but I didn't finish them. But I will say the movie series is a really, really hidden guilty pleasure for me.
I didn't know that.
Like, I have seen...
I thought you hated Twilight.
No, I have seen the full series probably 5 or 6 times.
No, you haven't.
I swear to God.
How come whenever I would mention Twilight, you would just, like, kind of shrug it off?
I'm not, like, in... I thought it was my favorite thing in the world, but for... It's... there's just some feeling of about... Like, it's not... I'm not like, this is a great movie by any means. I'm sorry. It's not. But there's just something easy about it to put on.
Sure.
And I can tell, and this sort of goes into one of my points, that if I was in high school when this came out, which I was close, but I wasn't interested. Like, if I somehow had gotten into the hype of it, I would have been fucking obsessed.
Right.
But not because I'm in, I can't explain it. It's not like I love it that much. I didn't really enjoy the books.
This is like the story of your life.
I know.
You're like, I watched 8 seasons of Gilmore Girls.
And I didn't like
love it. Didn't love it.
Same with Arrested Development. I've seen all of Arrested Development multiple times and I don't like that show.
That's so weird.
But yeah, I can't explain it. But so... Rochelle, I'm probably fucking that name up so much, but Rochelle Lefebvre, she plays, I forget her character's name, but she's the red-headed bad vampire.
She's Canadian, right?
She's Canadian, and she, the reason I know who she is, is because in grade 7, 8, I want to say, I was absolutely, like, concerningly obsessed with this show called Big Wolf on Campus.
Oh my gosh, I loved that show.
No. I didn't love it. I was like 100% right? obsessed with it.
Right. And wasn't it on at like Friday nights at like midnight?
I don't know, but she's in it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So.
But they replaced her in the series.
I know. Yeah. I know.
With Brie. Oh shit. I was going to say Brie Larson, but that's not right. Howard.
Oh, what's her name? Bryce Dallas Howard. Bryce Dallas Howard. Bryce. Yeah. Bryce Dallas Howard. That's Bryce Dallas.
Dallas Howard.
That's a hard name to say.
That is a hard name to say.
Anyway, yeah, whatever. Point is.
Point is, she's a redhead from Canada and from Big Wolf on Campus.
Yeah, I love Big Wolf on Campus. Oh my God.
I can't think of one other redhead from Canada who's famous.
Okay.
All right. I like when I stun Maddie to her core. Okay, I'll tell you a little bit about my experience with Twilight.
Go for it.
How about that?
I love it.
I didn't read the books, but I did see it in theaters with my friend Kyle and my friend Dave. I remember that we sat at the front section of the movie theater, which is, I can count on one hand the amount of movies I've seen in the front section.
Sure. Yeah.
The other, I can remember the other one being Santa Claus 2.
What, was that crowded?
Yeah, it was packed.
Santa Claus 2 was that crowded.
Santa Claus 2 was so packed, and my neck was broken by the end of the movie. I think I probably developed epilepsy because I was so close to the theater, my eyes were going cross.
I cannot believe that you remember the specifics like that of movie watching. I just cannot. Well, I couldn't tell you what movie I saw when or what. Like, I could. You're like, it was March 3rd. Like, well, it was a Tuesday.
I know.
It was raining.
Movies... I used to just feel so much excitement about going to the movies. Like, truly.
Yeah, so did I. But I didn't, like, I'm not judging you. I'm impressed.
Oh, thank you.
It's a talent.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
So, I remember watching this movie with
Dave and Kyle.
I don't know how I convinced them to go see it with me. I think I was like, it's Catherine Hardwicke, guys. She did Lords of Dogtown. It's going to be sick. And
is Lords of Dogtown from before this?
Yes.
Oh, no kidding. Okay.
Yeah. And 13, of course.
Obvi.
And I remember in the theater thinking I was moved by this movie. You know why, though?
Tell me.
Upon rewatching it today, it's the soundtrack. When I was a teenager, I was an absolute sucker for soundtracks.
Okay, it is so funny you say that, because my final note, I'd like you to read it. The last note on my page.
This music sounds like The Sims. What do you mean?
It's literally like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Like, it sounds like the fucking Sims.
There's like Iron and Wine, there's Mute Math.
No, like the score of it literally sounds like I'm playing The Sims.
I'm differentiating between the score and the soundtrack.
It literally made me think of, I was like, I'm playing The Sims.
That's so funny. That's really funny. I know I went home as an 18-year-old. I know I ran home and went on LimeWire or whatever it was at the time.
18? Oh, I guess we were 18.
Yeah, in 2008, I'm 18.
Huh. Right.
But I know I went home. And however I downloaded music at the time, I can't remember. Probably LimeWire?
Probably.
I downloaded like 8 of the songs from this movie onto my iPod.
Yeah.
Even Bella's Lullaby. Do you know what that is?
No, sing it now.
I can't sing it because it's just the piano part.
Please. Hum it.
Okay. Okay, ready? Don't make me laugh.
This is The Sims. This is The Sims.
What? You think that's The Sims?
Yes. That's the one that made you think of The Sims.
I didn't say
The Sims music was not pretty.
The Sims music reminds me of like being in an elevator.
This whole movie made me think of being in an elevator.
That would offend Catherine Hardwicke. And guys, I would know because I've met her.
Look, I apologize, Catherine. And I'm not saying, well, look, I already, whatever. Doesn't matter. Point is that song literally makes me think of like the building music of The Sims. I'm not kidding. And Bella talking when she's going, wah, 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 wah. I'm like, this is The Sims.
Bella talking. Okay, let's move on. One other thing I want to say.
Okay, go ahead.
Upon rewatching it.
Okay.
Over the last 20 years, there have been comedies that have gone down in history, like Superbad, Bridesmaids. Can you think of any others? Anchorman.
Yeah.
I think Twilight needs to be added to this list. I was cackling watching this.
What? When? Why?
Everything about it. The dialogue is insane. The looks.
The looks are crazy.
The scene where he jumps out his window with Bella on his back and he starts to soar through the trees.
Oh, no.
He starts to fly through the trees like a little spider monkey. I was laughing so hard. I couldn't believe that scene was real.
When's the last time you watched this movie? In theaters?
Probably.
Okay, so see, that didn't make me laugh because I've seen it recently. Not recently, but within the past 10 years of my life. Multiple times.
It has to be so, like, one of the funniest scenes I've ever seen.
It's funny to me, but I wasn't like cackling because I knew it was coming.
Oh my gosh, I wish we were together. I was in my bed crying.
It's insane. So let's...
Should we just like talk about what this movie's about and then we'll go into our notes?
Go for it. Yes, please.
No, I don't want to go for it. I've been talking too much.
So, okay. It's based on a book. As we've said, it's a whole series, but this is just the first book, I guess. Bella Swan, who's played by Kristen Stewart, is new to town. The town of Forks? Mississippi or wherever they are. Michigan? I don't know.
No, not Michigan.
Who cares? I could give a shit. Minnesota? I don't care. No. Doesn't matter. I really don't care. Anyway, she's new to this town, small town. She's living with her dad. She left her mom and the mom's husband, or they left, whatever. She's living with her dad now, who she doesn't really have a relationship with.
Washington, I think.
Great. Mm-hmm. She starts at the school, and she becomes friends with Anna Kendrick. I have absolutely no idea what her character's
Jessica,
name is.
Jessica, I think.
You're right, it is Jessica. And like, you know, whatever, she's there. She's super, super awkward, Bella Swan. And this family of white, like ghost white people, very pale, come in, very cool looking, weird eyes, you know, this kind of stuff.
The entrance is so funny.
It's hilarious. They come in and Bella's like, who the heck are they? And they're like, those are the Cullens. They're all foster kids, but they all like have sex with each other. and then anyway, she starts, but one of them is a loner and she ends up connecting with him. Yeah. That's Edward Cullen, who's played by Robert Pattinson. He stares her down. it is he's like obviously obsessed with her. A couple things happen, and it's revealed that he's a vampire. Would you say that?
That's a good
sign. And their relationship continues on.
Yeah, they become obsessed with each other.
Like, super obsessed. Like, Romeo and Juliet style, where you're like, it's been 2 days, guys. Like, relax.
It reminded me kind of, like, what I'm sure Bernardo and Homolka were like. It was like, at one point, he's like, I'm a killer. God. And she's like, I don't care. I love you.
That
and he's
is?
Like, I thirst for blood. And she's like, I don't care. I'll do whatever you want me to do.
Make me into a killer, too.
I know.
Literally, you nailed that. That's very true.
I know. That's basically this the story of Homolka.
This is the supernatural version of Carla Homolka and Paul Bernardo.
Yeah.
Canadian serial killers, in case you didn't know.
Yeah, look it up.
Horrifying. Don't look it up, actually.
Yeah, it's
unless you have a interest in that shit like me, because I'm a fucking psychopath.
Okay, I wrote down.
I wrote down, my first note is Kristen Stewart is incredibly convincingly awkward.
Yeah, you know what? I was expecting to be like, Kristen Stewart is so not like good in this. I was expecting to be like,
no, I'm sorry, I don't think she's good in this.
Okay, I do.
I think it. So okay, let me say this again. When I watched this the first time, up until recently, I was like, oh, she's bad in this. However, now knowing how good of an actress she actually is, mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, damn, she is good in this movie, because I actually do believe it's somewhat of an actual acting.
Yeah.
Because I actually think that she is a really good actress.
I think that people in this movie, the only actors I think are good in this movie are Kristen, Rob, and Charlie.
I think Anna Kendrick is really good in this movie.
Oh my gosh, anyone could play that role.
Oh no, I thought she was real.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm not kidding. I wrote it down.
Are you serious?
Oh, maybe I didn't. I thought it.
All right. Well, I thought that, I know in real life they were actually falling in love, Kristen and Rob.
Right.
But the whole time I was like, they so convincingly look like they want to bang.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah. And do you know what is, oh God, that whole scandal is, I just love scandals. I can't lie.
I remember that scandal so
me
well.
Me too.
I was at Chesler.
Were you? So if anybody doesn't remember, Rob and Kristen were dating in real life.
Mm-hmm.
And for like a significant amount of time. I don't know what movie they were filming at this point. Maybe the third or fourth. I don't know. And then she went and did Snow White and the Seven Henchmen or
and
some
the
shit.
Huntsman or something.
Yeah. And she cheated on Rob with the director, who was also married.
Yes.
And there's like, the reason it got out was because there were like paparazzi pictures of them like making out on a balcony.
Or like in a car or something.
I don't know. But oh, I've seen the balcony ones.
Have you?
Yeah. It is very uncomfortable. Anyway, let's get back to this.
Okay, this movie. What a good movie.
Okay, my favorite thing on this planet in this movie is, so when Bella says, she's in the cafeteria with her friends, her new friends, like day one.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, who are they? And it's the Collins. They walk in and blah, blah, blah. And they explain who everyone is. Anyway, later that day, she goes into science class.
Right.
This part makes me laugh.
I wrote down. This part's hilarious.
It makes me laugh almost as much, if not more, than the forest scene when they're flying around.
Mm-hmm.
So Bella walks into this science lab. And everybody fucking typically is all partnered up.
Yeah.
And Edward Cullen is sitting at the one empty table. Or like, he's, the one empty spot is beside Edward Cullen at his table. It's two people per table. He's the only one alone. She has to sit there.
Yeah.
Anyway, she walks in. And for whatever effing reason, because it's notably mentioned that this place is cold, that this town is cold and rainy. But for some reason, they have a fan on in the classroom. But anyway, they have a huge, giant fan on. And of course, Bella stops directly in front of the fan. The fan blows her hair. And you think, oh, what a nice reveal. But what's really happening is her scent has been blown into the direction of Edward Cullen and makes him visibly react. So much so that she thinks he's gagging at her smell.
The way he plugs his nose.
Oh, my God.
Is so funny.
Him at the beginning of this movie is literally like the most extra person.
I know.
He like runs to the office, the administrative office, and is like, please, please let me change classrooms. I cannot be in this classroom with this girl. And at this point, we don't know he's a vampire, but it later is revealed he's a vampire. And the whole thing is he has, the second that he saw her, her scent overpowered him so much so that he was like, they're vegetarian vampires now.
Right. Meaning they only eat animals.
They only eat animals. Yeah. They don't eat human blood or whatever anymore. Just his family, not everybody.
Yeah.
And he was like, I needed to have you then. And I was like, Jesus, Lord have mercy.
The dialogue is so funny. Okay, so there's one scene where I don't remember what they're doing, but they're talking about how it's like rainy in Forks. And this is her dialogue. She says, I don't like the rain. Any cold, wet thing.
Yeah. And it's supposed to be kind of a jab at him. Well, she doesn't know it, but we're supposed to go, oh, he's a cold, wet thing. He's a vampire.
Any cold, wet thing.
Also, why? I understand why. Okay. I have a big problem with the Cullens. All right.
I do too.
May I go to that?
Please. Please.
So the Cullen family is made of a quote-unquote mom and a quote-unquote dad. And I say that because they're all probably younger. Like, they're all the same age. But because they're from 2,000 years ago.
No, not 2,000.
Doesn't matter. They're from hundreds of years ago.
He's 108. Edward's 108.
Don't give a shit. My point is they don't need these parents. Yeah. But they're it's a falsified, like, it's a facade.
Yeah, it's a false family.
It's a false family. So there's the mom and the dad.
Yeah.
Then there's five kids or something like that. Right. And by kids, I mean teenagers or early 20s or whatever the hell they are.
Right.
Anyway.
But they're actually in their
hundreds. But they're actually 100 and whatever, but yeah. They look young because yeah. That's when they died, whatever the fuck. Who cares? Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Point is, why, if you were immortal,
yeah,
why would you go to high school? And I understand that he is 17 or his outward body, his outward appearance is 17, so he has to do something. Don't do that. Like, why would you want to live the rest of your literal immortal life in high school? Because what he says is they just change schools all the time. So that means every 4 years...
Why wouldn't you just say you're homeschooled?
Just say you're homeschooled. Say you live on the street. Whatever. Don't leave. Guess what? Nobody needs to know. Say, oh, yeah, I look young. I'm actually 21.
Exactly.
Like, who cares? Because guess what? They all don't look that young. But anyway.
I was going to say the exact same thing. And I was also like, the fact that they go to school every 4 years is super predatory.
New school. Yeah. Super predatory. But also, so they're like, okay, we have to move schools every 4 years or whatever. Great. Fine. I'll accept that. You now have to, so first of all, you're vampires, okay?
Yeah.
So you can't live anywhere that's sunny.
Right.
Or else you sparkle like a fucking freak. But anyway, so you can't live anywhere that's sunny. And that's why they live in Forks. Because it's rainy and dreary and gloomy and great. Great. There's a lot of places that are like that. But like, you're going to run out. Why don't you just live in Forks and say you're the family that lives in Forks. Like, you don't have to keep going to school.
I know.
And keep putting up this sun. We're leaving every 4 years.
I know. Buying a new house every 4 years.
Can you imagine?
No.
Oh, my
So exhausting.
Lord.
The scene where they show all the graduation caps. Do you know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. I was
the
like,
artwork.
That actually made me feel physically ill. I'm like, why are they going to high school and graduating?
They're using our tax dollars.
They've all graduated 80 times.
But like, would that be fucking boring? Yeah. Wouldn't you just, like, wouldn't you be like, okay, even if you do it 80 times, like, wouldn't you be like, okay, look, I loved high school and I would love to do it again. I wouldn't do it 80 times.
No.
And I wouldn't want to do it with people not my age. Yeah. And I also wouldn't want to have to redo science biology class 14,000 times.
Gym class?
Why don't you just do really well and go to college and excel at college at 17 and say you're a child genius?
I know. That's so true.
And they're so smart.
They have no ambition.
They have no ambition. They just want to lie around Forks.
They want to lie around Forks and learn about 12th night.
Go to fucking Norway.
Go do something with your life. Go be a doctor. Like, Carlisle is at least a doctor.
Yeah.
What are these lazy asses doing? Yeah.
Literally, they're like, I'm just going to go to school every day and, like, prey on literally people who are 100 years younger than me. Literally.
Like, literally 100 years younger. Like, I just can't wrap my head around that. My brain is too, like, my brain needs logic. I'm like, this is, okay, he's hot, but he's 108. And he's in love with a 17-year-old. It's just like, no matter how you spin it, it's just such a plot hole.
Like, I can understand that, like, oh, well, you know, he's 108, but he looks 17. So what's he going to do, date an 108-year-old? No, he's just not going to date anybody because you can survive as a fucking vampire. You don't need to have sex. But also,
what do you mean
date
you
a fucking
sex?
Vampire. If he cannot keep in his pants that badly that he has to go to high school and prey on 17
years. Right.
Go meet another vampire like the other ones. Like your other brothers and sisters are all fucking because they're vampires. At least they're all similar ages. They're
That's
in the
true,
same
the redhead.
Century.
Why don't they just bang the redhead?
Yeah, there's other vampires in the world. Or go, like, anyway, there's, it doesn't make any sense to me. I understand for the story. Fine, great. But like, if you, the biggest thing to me is the fact that they're expected to change schools every 4 years.
I know.
Change, and you can't just change schools. Like, you can't just change oh, we're in Forks. We finished the 4 years. Let's go to the other high school in Forks.
I know.
You have to then change, like, fucking states.
I know. How many, like, dark, quote-unquote, like, dark, rainy places are there?
Right.
You know what I mean?
And not like, oh, it rains sometimes.
Forks,
like,
no, back to Seattle.
It can't even be Seattle because it has to be, like, constant. There can't be a nice day. There was no nice day at Forks.
No nice day in Forks.
That's their motto. That's their town motto. You're never going to have a nice day here. We don't say have a nice day. It's illegal.
And I could never, okay, first of all, I could never be with a man. I could maybe get over the fact that he's in 108, but I could never be with a man who could not be in the sun. That's too much for me.
I could never be with a man who sparkles. I have a problem with the 108. I mean, I know you do too. I know you're kidding. But the fact that he literally has lived through every world war.
Yeah. Every world war. And they could have used their powers to take down Hitler, but that's a whole other story.
Do something with your lives,
guys.
We're just going to go to high school while Hitler takes over Germany and fucking Poland.
I know. We're going to do social studies.
Yeah.
Hitler.
We're going to do humanity. We're going to learn how to bake bread in fucking family studies while Hitler takes over the world. It's okay.
And they don't sleep. They have all the time in the world.
Yeah. And they don't sleep. What are you doing with your lives? Watching Vanderpump?
It's such a missed opportunity.
I hope they've seen every single show and movie in existence. And read every single book. Because if you're not going to sleep and you can't eat, so you're not wasting time eating or drinking. Mm-hmm. You're not wasting time socializing because they don't want to be social. You're not wasting time sleeping. You are wasting time at high school.
Can they not perish?
Like die? I mean, I think they have to kill each other.
I don't know what the mythology is around it, but why wouldn't they do that? It's just like,
I don't think they want to.
They just
want
to keep living.
I think it's in their blood to, like, survive. So, like, even if they did try to do that, if you tried to kill the other one or whatever, they would I don't fucking know. What am I?
You have seen the series 8 times.
You're right.
Okay, you know how I look at trivia when I'm...
I do know, yes.
When I'm watching these things?
Tell me.
I have the funniest piece of trivia that someone put.
I can't wait.
Kristen Stewart smiles over 35 times in this film.
35 times seems very low.
She's kind of moody.
Yeah, but why would that be the thing you look at?
I don't know. I didn't write it.
Oh.
There's some nerd out there that's counting.
35. But they didn't even count very good. They said over 35.
Yeah, that's true.
They
got
didn't
bored.
Say 39.
They got bored at 35.
Yeah, like, it's a least of 35. It's only the first 20 minutes, but it's at least 35, so that's good enough. That's a weird fact. Who would note that?
I don't know. You know how people were psycho with this movie.
I understand that, but like...
I mean, I know somebody who...
But then tell me how much it was.
I know.
Not over 35.
I know. It's like Edward blinked at least 40 times in this movie. It's like,
that
helpful?
Fun fact. Fun fact, there's at least 4 people in this movie.
The other thing is, when I met Catherine Hardwick, she told me a little story about this movie. First of all, when I went to her house, I'm name dropping people, there was all of this Twilight paraphernalia around.
Yeah.
Is that not the right word?
No, it is, but you almost said a different word in it.
Oh, pedophilia?
Yeah.
It's on the mind, you know, with these dang vampires.
Yeah.
But she was showing me around. She was showing me all the Twilight stuff. You know, she has scripts, old, like, first drafts and stuff. And I'm absolutely fascinated. I'm eating all this stuff up. And she said, this is the room where I had Kristen Stewart, because she was cast first. She said, this is the room where I would have the Edwards come in and audition. Mm. And every actor under the sun tried to be Edward.
Mm-hmm.
And then she said, it was Robert Pattinson. He walked into my house, because the auditions happened at her house.
That's insane.
I know.
But okay.
He walked into her house. He walked into the room and sat on this bed with Kristen to do some line reading. She said it was magnetic. She said that the two had so much chemistry, it was, like, out of control. And she also said that Emil Hirsch was the one who recommended Kristen for the role because she directed him in Lords of Dogtown.
Yes.
So isn't
what did
that...
he work on with her, I wonder?
What do you mean? Oh, Into the Wild.
Oh, she's undersing the role.
Oh, she has a small role in it, but...
Oh. That's fun.
Anyway, that was a little something for you.
A very fun fact.
Can
I tell you another funny part that makes me laugh?
Yeah, please.
So, this whole time, Bella's like, okay, you're cold, you're wet, you save, you say, like, this car almost crashes into her and she, like, saves it, he saves her from the car crash. He won't go in the sun, he's not eating, he's not drinking. Like, there's all these, like, little clues, right, that she doesn't know. And she keeps saying, like, how did you know I was there? Like, how did you do this?
Yeah.
How did you save me from the car? You know, this stuff. And he's like, I'm just fast. Or, like, he's just not answering it. Anyway, somehow she, like, reads a book or something. I kind of missed that part. I don't remember this. But she, like,
Googles some mythology.
Somehow she finds, oh yes, she, it's like old Google or
Because it's that stupid scene on the beach where Jacob's walking with her and telling her the history of the,
that's right,
and his wig is ferocious.
His acting, is that a word? Ferocious? Not a word.
Ferocious. Did I just make up a word?
Yes.
Horrendous.
And atrocious.
I made up a word.
Ferocious
sounds like it's a word.
I mean, I honestly, you convinced me. Okay, so continue. Anyway, she looks up vampire, whatever, fucking, she finds out, she figures it out by using her brain that he's a vampire. Anyway, she goes to a forest. This is the scene that you left at, and she, like, is standing there. He, like, comes up behind her.
Yeah.
And she's like, I know what you are. And he's like, say it.
I know.
And she's like, say it. She's like, your skin is ice cold. He's like, say it. And she finally is like, vampire. And I just had this, like, I know that's what he is, but I just had this image of him being like, no, I'm iron deficient. And it just made me laugh for so long. So I was like,
yeah,
why? I understand that, like, look, I'm not fucking dumb. I understand that the point of the movie is he's a vampire, but it just makes you, like, if somebody in my life,
yeah,
if I was Bella in the situation, yeah, and there was an Edward, and I'm like, what is going on with this guy? Like, he's cold, he's not eating, yeah, he's doing, I just can't imagine being like, you're a vampire. But obviously we don't live in a world of supernatural. But it's just so funny to me that she's like, vampire.
Yeah, it would be funny if you just like, was like, what?
No, you fucking weirdo. Vampires aren't real. Stupid idiot.
Yeah, that part was really funny.
And then he, like,
he's so aggressive. He starts jumping around from rock to tree. He's being like, I'm a killer.
Oh, the best.
I'm a monster.
The best thing on this planet is when he's like, this is why we don't go in the sun. And I think this is, like, an infamous part. He's like, this is why we don't go in the sun. I'm going to show you. And he, like, she rides his back, first of all. They, like, run in the most CGI hilarious forest on the planet. He gets to this. First of all, I don't know where the hell this huge rainforest is. But anyway, he gets to this one little, like, shining light. One little strip of sunlight in this forest, because he knew exactly where the sunlight strip was. But anyway, and he stands there, and you think, he's, like, kind of, like, far away, and he's, like, starting to, like, kind of take his shirt off a bit. And you think, like, you know, maybe his, like spine will start tearing out of his back.
Yeah.
And he starts, like, hunching, and teeth come out. You think it's going to be, like, oh, it's this big reveal. And, like, you think maybe, like, his eyes will start bleeding blood.
Yeah,
because,
like, in, like, the Dracula books, like,
sure,
if a vampire is in the sun, they, like,
they're, like,
melt.
Steaming, yeah.
Yeah.
So, which I understand it's different, but, like, it just seemed like such a big reveal, right? Yeah. Like, even if it wasn't, he's going to die, because obviously why would he show, like, look at me die? But, like, look, my horns come out of my head or something like that. Right. Like, watch this. And he turns around. He's like, look. And he's literally sparkling like a fucking Swarovski diamond or whatever. And, like, she's like, you're beautiful.
I know that line. You're beautiful.
And I literally, if that happened to you, if this was a world in which we lived in the supernatural world and the guy you like says, If Mike goes, okay, look, I gotta admit to you, watch, I'm a vampire, watch me go in the sun, and he sparkled, I'd be like, are you fucking joking? I would make fun of him forever. Like, I would still love him, I would still think it's great, that's awesome, I'll ride on your back and we'll run through the forest like spider monkeys, but the fact that you think that sparkling is like some big reveal.
I know.
I'd be like, you... lame. Like, I would be,
that's the
dying.
Only reason why they have to not live in a sunny place is because they sparkle,
right? It doesn't even look like,
who cares,
much
it's like, it'd be one thing if it hurt, but it doesn't seem to hurt him. He's just embarrassed that
and
he sparkles.
It's also like, not, I'm not saying it's like nothing, like it sparkles, but like, It's not blinding.
I know.
Like, it's not that obvious.
It would be weird to see someone sparkle, but I feel like I'd get over it.
I feel like I'd be like, okay.
I'd be like, okay, I guess you have, like, a weird skin condition.
Right.
Like, all right. I wouldn't think that much about it.
I wouldn't be like, it's a vampire.
I know. I wouldn't be like, oh, you must be, like, a monster.
Right.
I'd be like, huh, oh, my God, I'm absolutely cool. Dead.
I said, I'm absolutely dead. That's hilarious. Sound like it. I'm just dead.
I like when he says, our own personal brand of heroin. He's so dramatic. He's very emo. Maybe that's why he was so popular at the time. He's just like the definition of emo.
He's like My Chemical Romance.
Yeah.
In a person.
Seriously.
Literally, yeah.
He also says at one point, I like watching you sleep, which...
As a 108-year-old to a 17-year-old. Yeah. Lovely.
The baseball scene, I just wrote down, I hate the baseball scene.
Yeah, the baseball scene is weird.
I don't understand why they need Thunderstorm to play baseball.
Because they are so strong with the bats when they hit home runs that it would be alarming to other people. I know, it's psychotic.
It would be alarming to hear a bat hit a ball.
It's so strong that it sounds like
they're
lightning.
They're in the middle of the forest.
I'm sorry. You're right. I'm not defending them. I'm explaining what their reasoning is. It's stupid as hell. It'd also be like, first of all, just don't play fucking baseball.
I know.
Why do you have to play baseball?
Because they're 108.
We have to play baseball.
They love baseball. Have you ever been on a baseball team?
Yes.
Are you being serious?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I played baseball for years.
What do you mean?
I love baseball, to be fair. I love baseball. It's my favorite sport to play. And I think
I'm learning so much about you.
Do you really not know that? Are you kidding?
I mean, I knew you did javelin.
No, I did softball.
And you like to ski.
I did softball.
Oh, so it wasn't baseball. It was softball.
No, sorry. I should clarify.
Okay, well, it's, I mean, similar rules.
I was in like, on the baseball or the softball team for all of high school and junior high. I love playing baseball or softball, whatever. I love it, 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 love it. It's my favorite game to play.
Wow.
Favorite.
That's so interesting.
I love it.
What's your favorite position? Guys, get ready. I just asked her what her favorite position. Oh, second.
Second is my favorite, or left field.
Whoa.
Yeah. But it always made me catcher.
Catcher as in you're behind the bat?
Yeah.
That's intense. You have a lot of pressure.
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure.
You have to get people out.
Yeah, you have to like full wear like real equipment too.
Yeah.
You have to wear like full
protective
gear. Yeah.
That's so
true. You get bats thrown at you a lot of the time.
Oh my gosh, you're right. When they hit it and they swing them back.
They throw the back bat. But then they get out usually if they do that. But anyway, I love baseball.
That's really interesting to me. When I was in college, I started a softball team because of someone I had a crush on. Naturally.
As you do. Very Carly of you.
I was like, I'm going to start a summer softball team so I can spend at least one day a week with this certain individual.
Okay.
Of course it didn't work. Of course.
It never does.
It never does. When you try so hard to get someone to like you, it's never good. Well, actually, not never. I have heard some scenarios. My friend actually ended up marrying the guy that she, like, literally did every trick in the book.
Sorry, let me clarify. It doesn't happen to you and me.
Okay, yeah. No. Whenever I've done anything to be like, oh, I'm going to show up to this party because so-and-so's there... I'll show up and they're making out with, like, you know what I mean?
Oh,
it's never like,
mean.
Wow, that really worked.
Yeah, I know. Never.
So anyways, I'm on this baseball team all summer. He gets a girlfriend immediately. She comes every game and just watches me suffer.
Oh my God.
I'm so bad. I can't catch a ball to save my life.
Oh my God, I love
baseball. We called ourselves the Thunder Puppies.
Why?
I just put two words that I like together.
Okay. Well, there you go. Thunder, Twilight.
Okay, segueing
baseball.
Back.
No, but I'm not trying to segue back, but I mean, like, clearly thunder has something to do with baseball.
Interesting segue.
Okay. Puppies, they eat animals.
Okay.
Anyway, the baseball scene's fucking insane.
Have I ever told you my new moon story?
I didn't know you had a new moon story.
I was asked out by a customer at Domino's. On a date.
Yes.
And I said, sure. And he said, do you want to go to the movies? I said, yeah, let's go see New Moon. Apparently, I'm really good at dragging guys to see the Twilight franchise. So anyway, I'm like, let's meet at this bar first.
Yeah.
I met with Steph and Danny and Caitlin and Chris.
Okay.
Got it?
Yeah.
It's in your brain? Okay. Me and Steph and Danny, sorry, me and Steph and Caitlin meet the guys at this bar.
Yeah.
They're on the patio. They're having a drink.
This is Danny and Chris and the guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. Do they know each other already?
No. I don't know what how was happening there.
Okay. All right.
So we arrived. The girls arrived together. Like, we're like, you know,
I don't know. Okay.
Girls. And we sit down with the guys, and immediately the waitress is with them. She's like flirting with them, laughing with them. As soon as we arrive, her mood changes. Mm-hmm. It shifts completely. Mm-hmm. We're like, okay, girl, like, sorry. I don't know if you thought they were single, but like, they're not. We try to order. We weren't even getting booze. We weren't even getting booze. We try to order just tacos because this bar is known for tacos.
Yeah.
The girl goes, let me see your IDs.
What?
I'm like, okay, I guess it's because we're in a bar. We're all 22, 23. I don't know when whatever new moon came out, but it was like we were all above 19.
Yeah.
So she's like, let me see your IDs. We give her our IDs and she goes, they're fake. She says, they're fake. You need to leave. And I was like, we are literally like 21, all of us. And by the way, none of us are wanting to drink. We just want to have tacos. Doesn't matter. You need to leave right now.
Oh.
I've never been treated so badly in my life. So then we walk over to the guys and we're like all stunned. We're like, the girl won't serve us. She thinks that
we're... Wait, so the guys also weren't getting served?
Or no, they all had beers. They all had everything.
What? Oh my God.
And we were like, she won't serve us. And the guys are like, what are you talking about? The waitress walks over and goes, I can hear you. I can hear you talking shit. Blah, blah, blah. Like, gets mad at us because we're explaining to the guys what's going on. So then, I won't say, well, who cares? Looks her and he's like, you're being a bitch. He actually said, you're being a bitch.
Oh my God.
Which is like, was really shocking at the time because he doesn't say things like that, especially right. to like a woman. He's like, you're being a bitch. And like, if you don't serve them, like, we'll all leave. And she was so mad. She gave this big, like, fine, leave. I don't need your business. Blah, blah,
oh my
blah,
God.
Blah, blah. It was insane. We got kicked out of this bar. This is the first date I've been on with this guy.
Right. I've never heard the story.
Well, we go see New Moon. Sorry, I'm choking people. I don't know why.
Okay. She's just really choked up about it.
It's an emotional story. We go see New Moon.
It was a beautiful movie.
It's horrible.
Okay.
It's the worst, one of the worst movies I think I've ever seen.
Sure. You're not wrong.
I go home that night. Immediately, I email the owner of the
bar.
Good
for you.
I couldn't get it out of my head the whole movie. I couldn't even enjoy the movie.
Right.
I just couldn't believe how rude this girl was.
Right.
We were just trying to have a nice evening.
Right.
And she ruined it. I email the owner. I say, so-and-so, I forget her name. Who cares? Was so rude. She kicked us all out. We're all of age. We only wanted to eat tacos. We're just trying to have a nice summer night on the patio. She was horrible to us. And I said, half my friends that were with me had never been to your bar before. And now they'll never come back.
Right.
I don't even know if that was true. But, you know, I got to add a little edge in there.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
As you do.
So I wait. I get an email back from him a couple days later. He goes, I fired her. I believe you. I fired her. And I want to give you $150.
Oh, my God.
And then I took them all out for a night out with that.
Good for you.
Gift certificate.
Have you ever seen that girl again?
No, I don't even know if I would know what she looked like. Maybe I've passed her.
You probably have. Wow.
I know. But I actually kind of felt bad. I'm like, oh, wow, she's fired. Like, I maybe thought she might get suspended or something, you know, like Vandy. I was dealing with a Kristen Doughty that night.
Oh, my God.
Anyway,
that
that's
is
my new moon story.
Literally so funny.
It was
very
crazy.
Very related to the movie. Very good.
Okay, well, my notes are done. I don't know what you want from me.
My notes are done.
What? How does the movie end? They go to prom and shit?
Couldn't give a shit. What?
He says, Bella, you are my wife now.
He says that?
Yeah. When she's like escaping in the car with Alice, she like rolls down her window to like say bye to him. She's like, please be careful, blah, blah, blah. And he goes, Bella, you are my wife now.
Can I tell you something that I don't know whether you remember, but later on about the imprinting? Does that sound familiar to you at all?
Imprinting.
Oh, my God. Okay, so spoiler to everybody who's never seen the series. Later on, so there's a whole, everyone's team Jacob or team
right.
Edward, because at some point, not in the first movie, but like Jacob kind of gets into it a bit more, and then he starts dating Bella, blah, 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 blah. Right. Anyway, spoiler, in the last movie or last book or whatever the fuck, I don't know if it's split into two movies, doesn't matter, Bella becomes a vampire.
She does. Yeah. Okay.
And she has a baby with Edward and they call it Renesmee. I know, because her, because Esme.
How do they have sex? Okay, anyway, does, I don't even.
Oh. So they have sex when she's a human and he like almost murders her.
What?
It's like the most insane scene. What? The like bed is like shaking.
No, you're lying.
I swear to God. I'm almost certain she's still a human. And then at some point, like I think when she's giving birth, she's like dying. So they like make her a vampire. Something like that. Anyway, she has this kid, Renesmee, because her mom's name is like Renee or something. And what's his name? His mom is Esme. It's fucking dumb. Anyway, Renesmee. And then Jacob, who is their age, right? So they're 17, 18, 19,
but
whatever.
But he's a werewolf. So does he age?
I don't know. 107? I don't care. No, I think he's like an actual 20-year-old or whatever. Okay. He imprints.
What does that mean?
On Renesmee, the child.
What does imprint mean?
Like, claims her as his wife.
What?
He, like, basically pees on her. He doesn't pee on her, but, like, he, like, marks his territory on her when she's born and makes her his future wife. And there's a whole scene where Bella, like, screams at him. She's like, you can't take my child. You can't imprint on my child. And he's like, I can't help it. Like, I'm in love with her. It's a fucking
and
baby.
And she's a baby?
Yeah. And he's like 20 or 21 or 22 or whatever at this age.
I am speechless.
I know.
I'm actually speechless.
It's like a whole thing that he imprints on her baby. I know.
Why doesn't he want someone his own age?
Because he's obsessed with Bella.
So he's like, I can't have Bella, so I'm going to have your child.
I don't know. It's insane. It's just back to the pedophilia of like these people and
what
these creatures.
What's going on with Stephenie Meyer?
I know. It's insane. He imprints on her. I don't know if they ever end up together or whatever, but like, yeah, it's a whole thing. It's insane.
Ew.
You should watch, because Dakota Fanning is in it later on.
Oh, yeah.
She plays one of the Volturi or something.
To be honest, and none of that stuff interests me. Like, once they become werewolves and vampires and all that stuff, I'm like,
I actually am interested, because Bella, when she becomes a vampire, or when she's, like, becoming a vampire, the makeup is actually really incredible, because she starts losing a ton of weight, and they actually made a fake Bella, and it's creepy, because she gets, like, to be really, really skin and bones, and it's really, really, really creepy. It's quite good.
What's your favorite of the movies?
Oh, I don't remember. I couldn't tell you the difference between any of them.
Oh, really?
I've never watched them like this, where I watch one and then know what to, like, I've watched them all, like...
Out of order.
No. I mean, like, I'll watch it, like, over a day, all four of them.
Oh.
And I'll just kind of, like, watch it as one big giant movie while I'm doing housework and shit.
Okay.
I've never actually sat down and, like, sat and watched it, but I've seen them. So I know certain parts, but there's certain things I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. Anyway, what do you rate this movie?
I rate this, you know, I love Catherine Hardwick. You know, I love her filming style. I do love her filming style. It's very like,
we don't
voyeuristic.
Care. Just, yeah. What's the movie? I know you're going to give it a bad one. Stop trying to make excuses. Just give it a bad one. It's okay. Catherine Hardwick isn't listening to this podcast.
5.
Okay.
What's yours?
I'd probably give it a 5.5.
Okay.
Slightly over, because I enjoy watching it sometimes.
What's your weekly crush?
Stassi Schroeder from Vanderpump. I love her so much. And you know what? When I started watching the series,
yeah,
I was like, this girl is intense. Like, I always kind of liked her, but I liked her intensity.
Yeah.
But then she actually is the only one, as far as I'm concerned, she develops the most.
Oh, for sure.
Like, I love her.
She's kind of a monster at the beginning.
Yeah, she really is.
But she always had such witty.
Yeah, she's fucking
witty.
Funny.
Comments, even though they were usually so mean.
Yeah.
Like,
she had good one-liners.
They were really funny.
I am the devil, and don't you forget it.
That's one of her lines.
That's her iconic line from season one. Anyway, who's your weekly crush, or what? Who, what, where?
I think I'm going to have to say that my weekly crush is Lisa.
Vandy?
Lisa
the original
Vanderpump.
Vandy Candy?
Lisa and Ken.
Honestly, yeah, I get it.
Ken is a mystery to me.
He is so funny.
I love it.
The fact that Lisa is always like, he was a hound dog when we were young. I'm like, and he's like, she was a player. I reeled him in. And then now he's carrying around like chihuahuas. I'm like, this is amazing.
I know. He just waddles in.
Did you know?
Did you hear?
That
Raquel was over at Sandoval's while Ariana was away.
Oh my god, I love it so much.
Katie's like, huh?
It's the best show ever. Like, what if I just start it from the beginning as soon as we catch up? Like, I start right from the beginning again.
I would be so impressed if you did that.
I would never do that.
No, me neither. All right, well, it's been, you know, an hour.
Great. Look, guys. Who knows when the next episode's going to come out at this point. But you know how you'll find out? You go to Teenage Dirtbags on Instagram. Teenage Dirtbags. Teenage Dirtbags podcast with a Z. On Instagram.
Yeah, and please, like, I don't know, if you like this podcast, tell your friends.
Yeah,
tell your wives, tell your kids.
Just be like, they have, like, many episodes. They're just not new.
Just go up to someone and say, listen, this podcast has many episodes.
And sometimes it happens and sometimes it doesn't.
And sometimes they release and sometimes they don't. Okay, well, and also subscribe, leave a review, leave a review. We haven't gotten a new review in a while.
Yeah.
All right, that's it.
All right. Thank you to Eric and Kevin Smale for your theme song.
My theme song.
I was talking to them. Thank you to them for their theme song that they made for us.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you guys.
we will see you there. We will see you at another time.
Stay dirty.
Stay dirty.